you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Guess what decision we're about to make?
Horrible decision.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. We were just talking about how fucking hot it is outside. But welcome, I'm your girl Mandy B, aka Pet the Stallion, aka Full Court Pumps, aka that motherfucking bitch.
Hi guys, I'm Weezy. I'm burning up in New York. It's hot as fuck.
It's hot.
It's
as
so
shit.
Hot. We should actually have the top.
We should
that
be
our
naked.
Guest has on.
I ain't gonna hold it. That's why if y'all watching on the YouTube, titties is up, baby.
What was that, Krishan Rock?
The YouTube. Anyways, guys, we're joined today by a good friend of mine.
Hello, all. How you doing?
Hello. We have Luis from Sucia BK.
Yeah. NYC right now, actually.
Oh, are y'all expanding?
You know, we're trying to grow. We're trying to evolve. And we're trying to make sure that our name represents that evolution.
I love that. Now, y'all know.
Luis, Sucia is comprised of three people.
Yes.
Myself, my fiance, Morgana, and our business partner, Gecko Jones.
Gecko's amazing. By
oh
the
man,
way.
Gecko is he's something else. He's a powerhouse. He does the production. He does a lot of he's also the soundtrack. He's a DJ at a lot of our parties.
Is Sucia the space or is Sucia the brand? What's Sucia?
Sucia NYC is
can,
a brand.
Can we get into Sucia?
It's a lifestyle.
Can we get into Sucia? Because some of us only speak English like myself.
Let's do it.
So
Sucia, like what it means?
What's Sucia?
All right, so Sucia originally was a party I did with my homegirl, DJ Juicy. What's up, Juicy?
Come on, Juicy.
Years ago at Madame X. And it came up because I liked the word. She liked the word. We knew what it meant. And that was basically it. But when we started up all over again, right, it was like, okay, we're doing these parties. And I think Sucia is a dope fit because it is the feminine derivative of dirty.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Really?
And, yeah, dirty girl. A Sucia.
Oh, you know? I just thought it was dirty.
No, it's dirty girl.
So Sucio is dirty guy?
Sucio is dirty guy, yeah.
We don't like that.
You know what? It's for me, it's kind of like anti-patriarchy type shit. I like Sucia because it signifies in my mind a woman that is behaving like a man. And if that's the case, then all the women in my life are Sucias, and I love that, and I appreciate and respect that, and I encourage them to.
That's a cool way to think of it.
Being that way.
I love that.
That's the only way to think of it for me. You know, especially being Latino. And
what kind of Latino
are Mexican you? Mexican and Panamanian.
Kind of, no, Latino.
Are we what, Mexican and Panamanian?
Mexican. Soy Mexicano y Panameño.
Damn.
Oh, wait. Isn't that where you're from?
I'm from Nicaragua.
Oh,
that's fucked up.
But are you neighbors?
Not wait, Manny being like, isn't sushi funny? Wait, oh, wait, so let's go though about, is it brand? Is it a space? Is it like a physical?
It's a physical space and it's a brand. It's a secret location in Bushwick.
Mm-hmm.
It's a speakeasy kind of vibe. It's a safe space that was created with the intent to be a safe space for Black and brown women and for our LGBTQI family.
Can I tell the audience, now that sounds cute, can I tell the audience? Y'all, this is the space that I go in Brooklyn. When I've spoken on the last 2 years about finding a Black lifestyle club, which was actually introduced to me by Maj. And then,
let me ask a question. That, we've heard about it.
Yes.
But I want to ask you.
Sure.
If it's a speakeasy, if it was meant to be private, why promote the space and how do you keep yourself safe from
I would not really say promoting? This. I would say this. Well, no. That's actually a great question.
Yeah.
Because the whole point of what we're doing is to make it accessible for Black and brown humans to be in safe spaces and places where they can explore their sensuality and sexuality without judgment. Mm-hmm. The reason it's important to have that in the Black space is because we have different hangups. We have different cultural things going on, even with the word sucia itself. Mm-hmm. You know, it rubs people the wrong way all the time. Why? Yeah. Latinas especially, older women, they're like, sucia, fuck that. And then when I talk to them about it, it's a whole flip. You know, why are we promoting it? We're promoting a lifestyle acceptance, and we're promoting Black and brown people taking control of the narrative.
What would be your goal for sucia?
I love that you just said that. That's actually what Weezy and I have said regarding the word whore and regarding the word slut.
Like, and reclaim.
And having... Yeah, the way people are like, oh my God, that's a bad word. The way that you reclaimed it and explained it in a way to where it's like, well, actually, why is it a bad word? You can make it an empowering word. You can make it mean whatever you want it to mean.
100%. 100%.
What's the goal for it? So like, what could you...
The
what
goal, would be the ultimately, there are several goals. You know, we have goals as a unit. Sucia NYC also does dance parties. So that's the thing about it. We do dance parties in our space.
Yeah, I feel like that, it's actually what I... thought it was. Like, or maybe it's someone that invited. Yeah.
It's both. So check it out. Sucia NYC is split into two.
You made me mad by that.
Girl, you know we do DJ parties.
Yeah, but I got brought to the play party first day. Let me tell you, I got brought to the play party first day. Did not know about.
I didn't even know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't know.
It was through a mutual friend.
He knew my ex. He's my ex now. So he knew him. So we went to the play party, and then he's like, oh, let's go to the Sunday party. Same spot. So I get drunk as fuck thinking, oh, well, we can go downstairs and fuck now. And they're like, so actually, no, today there's no...
I remember you telling the story.
Yeah, it's not that type of party. And I was like, shit. But literally, it just makes you that comfortable. Everyone there is like, great looking. But yeah, I didn't know about I learned about the play party, then the party party.
Yeah, it's Sucia Play, which is, its name speaks for itself. We do our sex positive events. We also do our mixers. Yes. For people interested, we do game nights. We do workshops built around people's questions. One of our workshops where I really enjoyed was how to identify toxic masculinity in the play space.
That's dope.
You know? Yeah, and I totally
how do you?
Yeah, how do you?
You talk about it. You acknowledge that also sometimes women carry those traits. You teach people about enthusiastic consent.
Right.
You let them know when it's time to reset. You let them know as particular men or people who exhibit those toxicities that other bodies are not there for their pleasure. Mm. You know, you're not there to go get a nut. You're there to be part of a community, and you're there to build and do something a little better. So, you know, I'm always...
Mae that was Mandy on that Sunday.
No, Mandy's
you're not coming for a nut. Can you dance it?
But I'll make sure everybody have a good
time. Can you listen to some... I don't know Mandy about a girl.
Get a nut. I just want to make sure everybody...
I think Mandy being there was really dope because you bring that energy, and it was dope, and it was
what,
like...
A whore?
For me...
Actually,
high power. High power.
Low power.
High power.
Higher hoe.
I like high power energy. Yeah. Not hoe energy. Yeah. She's giving hoe over here. You know?
We all hoes.
I'm giving high power.
It's my brand. So wait.
With the X at the end.
So that's dope talking about the panels. Something I had in the main questions that I'm curious about.
Of course.
To get off the top. So I've done some like coverage on like sex clubs and what makes them legal, but I realized everybody says something different, and I think it's dope to understand and put it at the top. How is doing a play party legal in your space?
How is it being? Well, damn, girl, where the cops at?
Am I discriminating myself?
There are no laws against people having sex, a group sex, having BDSM.
Why do you think people are so scared to do it then? Because there aren't laws around.
Because people are afraid of sex.
It's actually considered then a private public space. So your space is...
It's a private space.
Yeah, it's a private space. But you're having public sex is what... Because it's not at someone's... You know what I mean?
Public sex would be like, I'm thinking outside. Nah, we're in a safe space.
Actually, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I fucked in a TGI Fridays parking lot one time.
That's fun.
That's definitely public sex.
That's fun.
But TGI Fridays.
Before or after
bitch, I was 18. Shut up.
Wait.
Bitch, neither of us had a fucking apartment.
Because now that's it would great. Be catch. So, I'm assuming you started with the dance party? Did you?
No, we opened up the space with the intent of being a play party.
What were you like scared of when you started it? Because...
My fiance and I put a lot of years and our, you know, shout out to Pam and X, our primary couple. we started building this community a few years ago, and then other people started adding on to it. My biggest fear was, is, and always will be, exposing the people I love and care for to elements that aren't cool. Yeah. And also exposing people, because that's that space, even though it's a safe space, it may not be for somebody who's hiding trauma and doesn't really know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And a naked body will fucking trigger them.
To be honest, I feel like, yes, that could happen. But luckily with spaces like this, it does the opposite and it mm-hmm. like opens people up.
It's so 100%. Weird.
Yeah.
It's so
and that's weird. The good part.
Luis, I wanted you and your fiance to be a part of mm-hmm. my Memorial Day party. We were talking about it because the environment that you create. So for anyone that was able to attend your Memorial Day weekend, I threw a party, a private party after the Fed dinner. I spoke with T and Mel and everybody so much. The stress and anxiety that I had building up to that play party.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people listening are like, y'all should do more. Where's a horrible one coming? And that was my first time. You don't know how anxious I was in not wanting to be someone that triggered someone to have a negative experience.
Yeah.
And not to be a part of someone experiencing something that could be traumatic for the rest of their lives. And those type of parties, which is why the vetting process was so crazy, which is why normally a lot of these parties are hard to get into, because the vetting is you gotta know somebody. You gotta catch a vibe first.
Yeah.
But that party, when I threw it, we at one point, Mel's very ambitious.
Scorpio.
It wanted to have like, well, maybe we could have 140 people in here. I said, no way. I want to cap it. The amount of people even allowed to go into the space, it was very important that we didn't, A, we created an environment with rules, but B, even with rules, people break them. People also don't understand boundaries. People don't understand the consent. And what do you always say?
Enthusiastic consent. Yeah.
And before we get into the layers of this, before we get into our vanilla shit, I wanted him a part of it because you've had the best consent speeches that I have partaked in. I've brought hella people to your spot now. I'm a fucking chaperone now to the sex clubs in Bushwick. But could you just give us, I'm going to cue you up. What would an enthusiastic consent speech sound like if I came into Susia play for the first time?
Well, first I'm a little overdressed, right? I got it.
You would have to take off some clothes.
Your dick's normally out?
What's up?
Is your dick normally out when you
look? Not really. That's something I think you got to earn. I think any part of you, you definitely got to earn.
Because thinking that you're overdressed for the consent speech, yeah. I'm just thinking when you said that, I'm thinking of dick swinging. Nah, like, hey, like we've got to get permission.
Helicopter.
He be down with boxers.
Attention, everybody. hey, we're about to talk.
Welcome, guys.
I'm more personality forward. All right, so we're in the circle, people. Yep. Hey, guys, how's everybody doing tonight? I want to welcome you to our space. All right, I know it takes a lot of bravery to be in here. And for that alone, I want to thank each and every one of you for being inside here and for taking the time to come inside here and be one with everybody. Now, I don't want anyone at all to feel pressure to do anything, because the main thing is that you're here. Now, we're going to talk about enthusiastic consent, what it looks like, how it feels, and what it is. Enthusiastic consent, number one, is the bedrock of our community. Enthusiastic consent is when you approach someone and you maybe want to touch their knee as you're talking to them. Understand, we're all vulnerable. We're all in different states of vulnerability right now. So you have to ask, do you mind if I touch your knee while I talk to you? Some people are handsy, but it's different when you're naked or you're close to being naked, or you could be fully clothed in a space where the sexual energy is really high, right? So you want to be really respectful of people's hidden traumas. Mm-hmm. If you have a person who's in the space and is dealing with someone and you come up behind them and just, even if it's an innocent caress and small on their back, that could really trigger them. You may not even know about it, but I'm sure you don't want to be responsible for triggering somebody and leaving that person dealing with the mess the next day. You know, because a lot of times people won't show it in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Another thing I want people to be really, really aware of is that you need to be aware of your alcohol and drug consumption.
You say that every time.
You have to be in charge of your yeses and your nos. Saying no is sexy as fuck, because that lets you decide and puts you in a position to say, hey, I don't want that. Now, if you ask someone if you could be in their space and they're kind of like, okay, take that as a no. just back up, reset, because there are a bunch of people who don't know how to say no. Mm-hmm. And they may just go through the motions and just go through the motions. And then the next day they're left with like, why? Why did I do that? I don't want to go back ever again. You know, so it's important for all of us here to take care of each other. That's kind of like a tidbit of what I say. And then
this
this is literally like,
yeah. And it makes the fact that you let the room know that no is sexy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You'll let everyone in the room know. You can say no here. Yeah. And a lot of people assume like, oh my God, do I have to have sex if I go to a play party? Do I have to do this?
For me, those parties, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but this is one thing. Like, it's, I think if people are curious about going to parties, go to different parties.
There we go.
Go to the whack ones. Go to the good ones. Because honestly, if you come to anything our name is on it, you skipped all these steps. You went from you went from having like fucking fried steak to filet mignon, and you don't know the steps it takes to get there.
What's the ideal amount of people for a party? If you could be in your ideal
for
party?
Me,
not for any a beginning or anything. For you, throwing
for me,
it.
In our space. Okay, in any space, for me, I like open floor plans. The reason I like open floor plans is because there are less rooms, there are less doors, and there's less of an opportunity. Something fucked up could happen where it's he said, she said.
That's interesting.
That's very interesting.
No, yeah, it's.
I thought because this may be someone's first time, having private rooms would be a benefit. You're like, actually, no.
In my opinion, if it's your first time, don't even try to fuck. Talk to people. Maybe give each other a little head or something like that, but no, I don't. Just come in and
my first time
he
at
said
a party,
a little head or something.
I was talking to somebody. I talked way too long. Yeah. They thought I was ready to fuck.
Wait, you talked too long to somebody?
Because I was just like, I'm nervous. Let me just talk. And then I realized after 45 minutes, they were like, all right.
Bitch, why you not sucking no dick yet?
No, neither. And I was like, oh shit. Like, I just thought we were talking about the weather and movies.
Nah, I've talked myself out of pussy so many times at parties.
Wait, 100%.
Yeah. I'm a cerebral dude. Like, I'm like, hey, I'll ask about your life. And some people I learned over the years come into a space with alter egos. You know, it protects them. So I'm asking questions and they open up.
Mm.
And I'm like, yeah, so when was the last time you saw your dad? Kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like
we just talked about this. Yeah. That is my thing that I've... So... If you guys are in a space where you either want to be a unicorn or you want to add someone as a third, and I just recently saw the difference between us in why I prefer this environment is because I've gone there and had to ask people, did we fuck? Like,
yeah.
I don't remember, don't really know your name, don't know anything about your life. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's been a safe place for me in terms of engaging sexually.
Yeah.
I'm expressing myself sexually. We're having a great time. But the emotional aspect of getting to know both women and men to me is draining. And it's probably why during my 20s, I've had so many relationships that didn't amount to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy with women just sex. I don't like the clingy nature. I don't like the knowing much about them. And so the sex club has allowed.
It's great for that.
It's amazing
it's
for that.
It's great for that. Or even in situations like I've been asked before the difference between like swingers and polyamorisms and my thing, you know, from my experience, there's a real blurry line.
There is.
There, because the longer you're in it, the more you realize it's like, okay, these definitions are very pigeonholing because, for instance, my partner and I, we may fuck other people, but it's always in the same space. Do we love some of the people we fuck? Yeah. Like, yeah, we've known some of these people for like 6-7 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our primary couple who we started this community with, you know, those are our peoples, you know, like we love the fuck out of them. But do my partner and I engage separate? No, we don't. You know, it's not like she goes on a date and I'm at work wondering what the fuck is going on.
You know? How long have you been with your fiance?
Going on 7 years.
So you have a kid, right?
I have two.
Two kids.
Yeah.
Do your kids or your family know about what you do?
And I've talked to my son.
How old is your son?
He's 17. I have a 23-year-old daughter and a 17-year-old son. So
grown.
Yeah, grown. I got two grandkids. Fuck around. Yeah.
One not a granny.
Yeah. 1 and 2 years old. With my son, it was an easy conversation. He's a dope kid. We spoke about what sex positivity means to him, you know, and lo and behold,
At 17, you know, what does that look like? Because it's 17, a new generation.
You're fucking already.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, they have access to more knowledge than I've ever had at that age. But what they don't have is applicable knowledge or the wisdom behind it. Mm-hmm. So it's all theory.
Okay.
You know, so part of the reason we have a space, part of the reason why our space is the way it is because I wanted people like my son and my little brother Milo to feel safe and to feel comfortable, to be like, yo, and my little brother Milo's, you know, it's my little bro. Wasn't always my little brother, but he's always been my little brother inside. And now he's my little brother outside, you know? And if I could be part of a space where my son and my brother and other people of the LGBTQI community could feel comfortable, and then us cisheads could come in there and not fuck shit up, then that's dope.
I know, what about right. your daughter? Because I feel like with women, they're more like, oh my God, like, I don't want my dad here.
I mean, that's she's 23. Like, she's obviously fucking.
Like
her man's pullout game is not good. This is not.
I'm a grandfather. I know what's going on.
Like, but like, you didn't feel like your kids were just, and maybe that's how you raised them. They were
well.
Just totally
it's not like I'm explicit about what goes on. I just, you know, when my son is like, you know, I'm part of a sex positive community. I promote sex positivity and enthusiastic consent, whatever that means. It's a broad spectrum. You know, I don't need to really get too deep in with my son because he is my son. He is 17. I don't want to fuck his head up.
For people that are listening that have kids in that like tween teenage, like, and maybe are in the lifestyle or have other partners, like, what would be your advice for like bringing those partners around? What do you think those conversations are?
In terms of what?
Yeah, because we sick of hearing it just our auntie and our uncle.
Yeah.
Well, we know.
Like, let's say that you're in a throuple and you're a woman.
You know what I mean? Like that kind of conversation.
It for me, I haven't. I think our Pam and X may have met my son a few times. They definitely have met a few times, but it was kind of in passing.
Okay.
Because we do so many events in the space that we live in, like I don't be having niggas over. I'm like, yo, I'm not. There's not an event. I'm not. You know, no, like. I'm chilling.
You separated.
Yeah, I've been in hospitality my whole adult life, so I'm always around a lot of people. So it's just like, you know, when I get alone time, it's like, fuck everyone.
And just your kids are coming over. So then what advice would you have if someone is, say, lifestyle, and maybe has a non-traditional, non-monogamous relationship, introducing someone that may not, like their children?
I'd say be honest. Talk about the beauty of relationships and how many different forms it can have. You know, I think that's important. Like, why wouldn't you want your kid to have a healthy outlook on sex? Because if you're doing that and you think about the journey you had to go through and think about the shit you had to go through and all the hangups you had to let go of and the things that you still feel when you're in the moment sometimes, why would you want your kid to go through that? You know, why wouldn't you want to save your daughter the challenge of saying, hey, you know what? I own my pussy. Yeah, you do. I don't need to know what you're doing with it as a dad. But I could want to make sure that whatever you're doing is because you want to do it.
And also, not to mention, like, we are, for some reason, I feel like people can think that the conversation around your sexual orientation is easier than, like, the type of relationships you have. Like, I can tell my kid I'm gay, but maybe I can't tell them I'm poly. And I think it's just because we haven't had enough years of open and, like, understanding what that means.
No, yeah.
You know what I mean?
At 17?
And what's crazy,
I did not know what poly meant.
Me
I never heard of the word poly, even at 17. Yeah. Super sex positive,
early,
I was sucking dick.
Early 20s.
I was sucking dick, but I was not familiar with all the terms that we've learned even over the last 6 years on
and
this
I
pod.
Learned from a show on Showtime
called
Polyamory.
Not from Sex and the City.
For poly?
Oh.
No.
No, but you're right.
No. It was called Polyamory on Showtime. Matter of fact, one of the chicks, her sister now is a Patreon, like, subscriber of ours. And that was when I first like was like, oh, like I like women like this, but could I be in a throuple? Like, and my brain started to work. And I think that was like my biggest awakening into understanding multiple relationships because I knew polygamy wasn't something I wanted.
Right.
Yeah. But even because I was like,
Me neither. If you could fuck other pussy, I need other dick.
Yeah. No,
it wasn't even other dick. I'm like, fuck each other.
Oh, they don't fuck each other. Oh, yeah. No, I need to be able to fuck the bitches.
You don't have
have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I brought up your kids because we had a vanilla shit we wanted to do, and Mandy was like, "Oh, he's a dad, so it's be perfect."
What's vanilla shit?
Oh, our
vanilla
new shit.
Look,
vanilla
go ahead.
Shit. Okay,
vanilla shit.
Shake. I'm like, I don't know.
Vanilla
not
shit.
A vanilla
lactose
shake.
Lactose intolerant.
Yo,
over
chill.
Here.
We not giving you a vanilla shake right now, nigga.
So, basically, there was a viral clip of a guy bringing McDonald's to his son. I don't know if you saw it.
No.
And the woman basically spazzed out because she has two other kids. And she was like, nigga, what the fuck? You ain't bringing
where's the food for my other kids?
Yeah.
So I'm going to play a little bit of this clip just so you can see it.
Baby daddy come here with one f-ing meal for my child. But I have three other kids.
Three.
We have one kid together, but he only want to come and bring one thing to McDonald's. But what about my other kids? How come you can't feed my other kids McDonald's though? Like that's bogus as hell. Like you're not finna sit here and make my other kids feel left out and you're only bringing one child something to
You may
I agree with that.
Wait,
with
do
that.
You?
100%.
What about, okay, I don't know if you've ever been broke in your life.
Mad times.
Okay. Do your kids, do their mothers have other children?
No.
Okay. So I feel,
actually,
you
like,
said.
Mothers, I know, it's fucked up.
Oh, just one.
Actually, that's two.
No.
Oh, no. She got
actually,
me.
Actually, she got you.
She got
you
me.
You look like a fuck nigga. She said she looks like you have multiple baby mamas. You did say mothers.
Nigga, I feel so
you just
bad.
Do
they
right
were
away.
Years apart. Look, I was trying to
and
do
you
it.
Just really
I can't
was like,
believe
yeah, anyway.
It.
Right, isn't that not
no,
trifling?
I'm with you. I'm
and he only
you,
got two kids.
But
so.
She say you got a beard, you light skin. It's different, baby
How
mama.
How dare you?
Yo, pull out game week, nigga.
I feel so like... I
6 years
that
apart.
Was some that was some Korean shit. I was like, play parties. You didn't need to do two baby mom. Okay, you said you agree. In your brokest of broke days, what if that was like, I don't know, because you want to do something.
You know what I did in my brokest of broke days? I would have fucking, because you could buy cheap ice cream and whatever little mixer, throw that shit in a blender and make enough for the three kids. The problem with it is you as a parent, even if you're outside or just an adult, why would you want to single out one child? Mm. Because when you single out that child, they deal with the repercussions of being the only one to have gotten that.
Yes, kind of agree. So like, I can't even believe I'm doing like two things at one time or thinking two things at one time here. I agree. And then the other like turning point of this, I'm like, but would that keep somebody from being a good dad? Like, for example, I had never had that experience. My parents like grew up together, but I do remember one of my homegirls just being like, oh, like he didn't take me and my sister anywhere. What if he just couldn't afford two fucking kids in the moment? And then what if he had to think, you know what I'm saying? Like if there are more kids in the house, I've got to do this with all the kids and I just can't. So I'll just ignore it. But also agree with you because how fucked up is it? But also, do you not pick your kid up and take them to go somewhere? Or do you have to take all the other kids?
Then, no. But if you're spending time... Something as small as a shake, like on some real shit, I think a lot of times we project thoughts of niggas being that broke, but he looked like he had some gear on.
Not you he looking needs, at the
yeah,
fit.
He needs he
in
needs
the video.
Out, he needs
this nigga to look at the fit in the video.
I bet you he's looking, you know, decently presentable.
Right.
You know, so those are financial decisions you make beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're gonna allow those decisions, like fucking a chick who got mad kids raw, and getting her pregnant, know that there's other things attached to that. I'm not saying you're not responsible for raising them, but the little shit,
yeah,
like a fucking milkshake or a bag of chips, don't single out your kid like that.
It's weird. I grew up So my mom has two baby daddies. One of them niggas got deported back to Haiti. And my dad, when my mom did ask for more help because she was taking care of all of us, we had to all get DNA tests and we didn't speak to him for a year. And it became very awkward because she just needed help, even just for the two of us out of the three. And so
that's hard.
I understand, though, from all aspects where to me, I put that on my mom, even growing up. And we've kind of had this conversation as an adult. Like, you procreated with a man that ended up being deported. I don't think my father should have showed up for my other sister. He did for Christmas and holidays, but always not as much as he showed up for me and my other sister. And I never faulted my dad because he's living his life. He created me and my sister, and then he had another son. So to me, I never thought it was right for my mom to expect him to show up as a father for my younger sister, knowing that the other person she created this kid with couldn't show up. And so to me, that was just unfair. So when I saw this clip...
What about when he picked you guys up? Did he pick up all three of y'all?
For the most part, yes.
He did, okay.
For the most part, yes. From what I can remember growing up, he did get all of us, but I know Christmas, holidays, and birthdays. I don't remember him really doing her birthday and holiday, Christmas specifically. She'll get one gift. Me and my other sister got a lot of gifts. She would have something, but it would never be to the extent of me and my sisters. But I never expected him to show up for that way. She got a whole different daddy. Mm. And before her daddy got deported, he would show up only for her. The Haitian daddy, like my sister's father, me and my sister never got nothing from his ass. My dad showed up more for my sister than her dad showed up for her. So I believe that was my mom's responsibility. Any hangups in how the father showed up?
What's her responsibility?
My mom, you're a single mother now. Hate that you are, but these were your choices in men.
So I'm saying, what's her responsibility?
It was her responsibility to just show up as a mom. Maybe make up where these niggas chose not to make up for. I never expected my little sister's dad to be our dad. And even though my dad showed up more for her, to me, that was a responsibility where Miss Tammy, maybe you show up a little bit more. And we've kind of...
raise you?
No, we grew up in a single parent household.
Okay, gotcha. I'm sorry.
I saw my dad whenever the nigga chose to show up.
All right.
And we got gifts and he made my mom feel like shit because he bought us all the name brand shit my mom couldn't afford because she's running a single parent household.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
But in terms of how both of our dads showed up, I don't think I ever expected my sister's dad to show up for me as a child. Mm-hmm. And vice versa, growing up now, I understand the difference.
I feel as a father of two children, having two grandkids, if I were to have a child with a woman who has like two other kids, just because of just growing up Latino, like those are my kids.
So that's a conversation you got to have early.
No, of course, got a conversation. But if we're talking about a milkshake, like
or McDonald's, and niggas, a whole and McDonald's
niggas,
order,
and there's niggas actually trying to fucking justify. Like, how broke are you?
Right. Why?
Like,
I believe.
Yo, like, if you're that broke, don't buy
Happy Meals. You could have brought four Happy Meals. Respond?
No. I'm not going to lie. To me, that's my problem with social media. Like,
there's no
bro,
chance.
Handle that. To me, that's something that you videotaped your nigga dropping off food for his kid and made him seem like a bad dad.
That was whack.
For taking care of that's his whack. Child.
That was so yeah. nuts.
That to me was nuts.
Do you know what? I feel like he could have, the only thing.
You feel like the woman is not wrong at all in this.
Oh, no, I think she's wrong.
Okay.
I was going to say
I'm sorry. Why can't the onus also be on the nigger for knowing who he's putting his dick in?
I said that for
like, a while. You got to know.
No,
like,
you said
you
no?
Know. Like, if like, yo.
I'll be honest. Yeah. How many times have we dated someone and they do some shit months down the road that we're like, what the fuck?
Oh, bitch, right away, plan B, $55. Thank
not
you.
That more than it's like.
Oh, my God.
I'll ask for a plan B right after. I know what a nigga is not going to be a good baby daddy.
Get crazy. My homegirls be acting crazy. And I'll be like, damn, bitch, who the fuck have you become? Like,
valid.
And I just,
especially with love. I ain't know who I became last
that's
year.
That's what I'm saying.
Love makes you do crazy things.
And then he might got a new bitch and you like, fuck you. And this McDonald's, come back to that hoe. That's where I, oh my it's God. Always another bitch.
You took it extreme.
I did. But so did she. But anyway.
Get four bags of chips. Dollar.
He could have walked him outside and been like, come eat with me at the
party. What type of non-inflated life do you live in? I just went to the grocery store for the first time in a long time. Chips are not 4 for $1. I don't know where
they're not like 50 cents each now.
Nah, them niggas, them chips is high.
More than that?
Do you know feta cheese is $16?
That's crazy.
I was sad.
What kind of feta cheese you be eating, girl?
And nigga, that was at Food Bazaar. I wasn't even at... Feta cheese was $16. I was like, ooh, let me get some short ribs. $58. I said, no, it's staying in there. I also did not get the $16
cheese. I do see a feta cheese for $16.
Feta cheese is $16. Bro, I went to Food Bazaar.
This is why black people lactose tolerant anyway, ho.
Okay. You eat cheese all the time.
I know, but I don't eat feta, ho.
But you eat cheese, but not feta. You just don't eat feta, but you eat cheese. It's the
I like to get a plate of, it's called a charcuterie.
Here we go.
Oh, she said, I like charcuterie. Charcuterie.
It's not.
Charcuterie.
After fucking a Haitian nigga, I was corrected. Charcuterie.
Wait, what is it?
I'm laughing because it was so embarrassing when I was corrected.
Say it again.
Charcuterie.
Oh, no. Nah. I mean,
don't know how to say it like that, bitch.
The French knew.
Or the Creole. Which one? Because Haitian is not French, bitch. It's a broken French.
His is not. Well, anyway.
He's a special Haitian. Like, nah, the niggas speak Creole and it's beautiful. And
it is.
A French Haitian. All right. So
French Haitian. When they be pulling that like, nah, nigga, you black.
Shut up.
Nah.
You black. Don't do that.
I'm French. I'm French. Like, no. I'm French. IT, brother.
Yo,
like,
Don't do him.
Nabule. We gonna start saying, welcome. Horrible decisions. Can we start doing that?
No.
See, that's your French person. I'd be like, you can say it differently.
Okay. Oh, wait. Hors d'oeuvre is our next segment. Sex tip. It could be receiving, giving, something for women, men, them, I don't know.
Give us a sex tip, Louise.
A sex tip. I think the biggest thing that I've learned in my experience as an adult is listen.
We don't want to hear that. Talk about sucking an asshole.
Do you?
Okay, like an actual tip?
Yeah, give me some freaky.
Here we go.
I love eating pussy. Like, okay. That's my thing.
That's right. See, this is what the people need.
Oh, God, here we go.
Yes.
Not Ed joining in.
I love, like, getting my finger just maybe, like, up to the second digit inside, up, and
what's
just
the second digit?
And
concentric circles. Ooh. Also.
Consensual.
Look, you're using a lot of big words
now. What word did you just say?
Yo,
the circles just get a little bigger and get smaller again.
Circles are like around.
Circles, you know?
That's my favorite Brent Fire song.
Inside the puss.
Pressure on the clitoris itself.
There you go.
On the clitoris. And then, you're kind of like right there. But the thing is, what I've noticed
is if you
turn that way and then start moving down, like right where the ass is at, but you're still in the pussy and putting pressure on that area, there's a bunch of nerves there too.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as eating pussy, like that's my shit.
You can eat a pussy.
I mean, I like to think I can.
He has a beard. Niggas with beards.
I'm going to tell you how I know.
If you get this far in life and don't know how to fuck or eat pussy or suck dick, then it's nothing to
I'm going
to
tell you exactly how I know, Louise.
Pussy. Yeah, I definitely do.
Men have no idea that they need to start with just a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's so
you could
forceful.
Do so much with that.
Oh, no, they be quick, though.
And like, it's like, and I think they just can't grasp that, like you have to stop thinking it's not. The pussy is very sensitive. There's a lot of nerve endings. Just give a little and we will get a lot and we will let you know if we want more.
Yeah.
Like, I've had that, been really okay with it, and then suddenly I've pulled someone's wrist closer to me, like, let someone lead you more than we push you away. Because nothing is worse than doing this when someone's eating your pussy. I get so embarrassed to do that because then I got to explain how terrible you are.
Be like, yo, this is how you eat pussy. Like that's
I don't want to teach you.
That's well.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what you're gonna get stuck with.
I know.
Mm.
Go to play.
It's up to you.
Mm. Not the powers in my pussy.
The power is in you.
I'll take it. I want to be a sub.
The power is in you.
Oh, okay.
Just figure it out.
Oh, yeah. She likes to be a sub.
Okay.
I'm the dom over here.
So,
gotcha.
You see, it's a dynamic. It's this is how this is working 6 years later.
The byline for this show, I own a sex club, basically. So,
I run one.
How did you grow up and what did you think you were going to do?
I wanted to be a teacher.
Which, all right,
that works.
Right, look, it's still your.
I wanted to have a talk show.
I mean, I'm a musician.
That also works.
I do music.
Fingers.
That's not my focus right now.
You see, look, I hate you, Ed and Jill.
Should we call you Carlos Santana?
Sorry, Carlos horrible. Santana.
That's an awful. That was awful
credit.
Sound.
That was a credit company.
Not credit.
Okay. Yeah. How do you actually turn the phone off on this?
I got you. Thank you.
Now this is giving old nigga.
Yeah. Nah, look, nah.
How do you?
These are the pictures,
how do you
the pictures
see
of just my nostrils. There how we. Fuck you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Same. The question was, what did I think I'd be doing?
Yes.
Definitely not
this.
Doing this, but I'm always been a community builder and a community organizer on whatever level, you know? So that's always been my thing. And I happen to like fucking, right?
I happen to like fucking.
I got a thing for it. You know what I'm saying?
Tell me if you think this is dirty.
Yes.
Oh, no,
if you have
not.
To ask, yes, Weezy it is.
Okay. I don't know if we had this conversation or if I did another interview where somebody, it was like a conversation of like, I think it was me and you. And we were talking about our parents. And I was like, I think I've always been kind of sexual, but not in this way of like, my mom grew me up to be a whore. We were talking about Bahad, baby. Oh. And I was like, oh, I knew I was like, you know, do you think you grew up like that? Like, do you think you had it?
You grew up to be a whore?
I think I was a fuckboy for a minute. Like, yeah. Without a doubt.
You don't say with your fucking tribal tats and beard.
But
yeah.
I got those after that.
Okay.
Well, no, it's happened since.
Did you have the kids and the tattoos?
It happened since. I'll say this, and this is directly related to the question. It took a lot of women to raise me.
Mm.
It took my mom, my tia, my daughter's mother influenced me a lot.
Mm.
You know, my son's mother and the woman I'm with right now to get where I'm at. So before, I was honestly, I didn't realize that I was a demisexual, which is I like connections. So I was trying to fuck and finding myself like, this isn't cool. And then being in relationships, and always I've been in four relationships.
What's the difference though between a demisexual and a sapiosexual?
Sapiosexual is really just more centralizing
intellect?
The brain, like just thinking about things.
I
like,
think so.
Like
okay.
Talking, like.
And demi is actual.
Yeah, demi is a connection. Like I want an emotional connection with somebody.
Am I a demi more?
You're for sure a demi more.
Am I a demi Lovato?
You 100%. Are demi as fuck. That's why I was trying to figure this out because it ain't really sapio with her.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's demi.
Not me. Not like a smart nigga. I do like dumb niggas.
Bro,
I don't give a fuck if
you
dumb.
You don't know.
Hey, I don't know why. I'm one of those dumb ass niggas, but they love me.
Oh, sweet. Oh,
it's giving
God.
Demi. It's giving Demi.
But he loves me and he has a big dick.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And they be
oh my God.
But he loved me.
Which
and
one's
I'll drop his gun off to his homeboy for him.
Shut up.
I'll
do
things.
Pow, pow, pow,
pow. Oh, he picked it up. Sorry. You just said it's in there.
That is so sweet.
But hood niggas is different. I can't explain this shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I love hood niggas.
Mm-hmm.
You been in jail me too?
Like, will you intimidate me?
No, she's not intimidating.
Bro, do you want to know something trifling?
Not trifling.
The person I'd been dating recently has a great job, whatever. Do you know we connected and bonded one night drunk over how many times we've been in jail? I was like, look at us. Look at us. Who would have thought?
Oh my God.
I'm like, what about you? And he was like, damn, there was that one time. I was like, oh my God, me too. But you know.
How many times have you been in jail?
Does it matter?
I mean,
you
don't
look that many details.
Six
cell.
Wow.
Damn. Bitch, that's a felon.
Girl, no. He was.
Wait, seven misdemeanors?
I mean, no. Like, I think that we can all rise above it. And yeah. That's it.
That's great. I love that.
That we connected over jail.
Word, son. Yo, I've been locked up like four times. No way. We're at
so technically,
bookings. Yo,
yo.
Yeah, yeah, like,
imagine
nuts.
If I was a nigga. I'd be there with you.
That's nuts. That's nuts. That's nuts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Well, so technically you are a community builder and an education. Like, you're still kind of in education.
No, totally. That's kind of the role that I've been privileged to be allowed to do in the community. You know,
okay.
What I'm saying? So it's like, cool, if this is the role that I'm lucky to be doing, then that's fine. I'm good with it.
With your family raising you, what's the tea on any of the family members that like are like, can't believe you do this shit? Does anyone support you?
My mom knows because my partner told her.
Were you mad?
No. My mom is cool as fuck, man. Like, she's cool as fuck. It's one of those things where it's like, she was just open enough with me growing up where she, you know, she didn't hide things from me, but she didn't bullshit me. Mm. My mom had me when she was 17. So it's one of those things where, like, I was lucky that she was mature enough to handle her shit. But also, you know, she was just open about things. I never felt like I couldn't go and talk to her. Do I need to talk to her about my swinger parties? Probably not. It's cool. But I don't want to hear like, oh, you got it honest. Like, oh, that's a lot. You know what I'm saying? And
like mama's boy last week. Yeah, too much.
Yeah, but also it's funny that you say that too, because with us having this podcast.
Mandy shares dick pic.
No, it wasn't a dick pic. He covered his dick.
Wow.
He covered it. It was just his body from afar.
It was the dick hair.
The dick was not there. The dick was not there. It was just like the pubes. But I was like, damn, mama, look who I'm fucking. But then she'll call me and try to talk about her sexual experiences and get advice from me. And I'm like, mom, I know I have my pod. And she's like, but I'm really proud of you because I didn't have this opportunity to be this open. And she'll like ask me about toys. She'll be like, oh, girl, that rose, baby. That thing was. And I'm like, mom, don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I'm not having that conversation with my mom. It's cool.
But what about?
What about
as a man then? What about with the male, men in your life?
My pops is a hardcore Jehovah's Witness.
Wait.
He didn't raise me, though.
Okay.
I remember one of the funniest moments of my life. My mom, my mom was on the phone with him and she started laughing and I heard him screaming and she hung up the phone on him and she's like hysterically laughing.
Why was it?
He called her a fornicating whore. And my mom was like, this nigga, you know, like, you know.
Yes, the one you fornicated.
But I'm the whore. Wow.
Nah, you know, so that
ain't shit. Good to know. It's been this way for generations.
Yeah, no. So I'm like, I don't, any other family members, I don't need to talk to much people about it, to too many people in my family about it. My little brother knows, you know, so if he wants to come to an event, I'll make sure I'm not there.
Like, okay.
Because I don't want to fuck
up. I was about to say, I'm not going to lie. We've talked about, there was a vanilla shit a couple, probably last year now, where a father and son went to a sex party together, or was it a mother and daughter?
I remember something like that. Have you had any like crazy experiences where people ran into each other and were like,
I've seen a brother and sister, but they weren't doing anything. And somebody was triggered by the presence
of a brother and sister.
They went together,
pulled his pants down in front of his sister and said, there, you see his dick now. And she flipped. Seeing things like that are why we fucking curate. Cause you don't know. You don't know what the fuck she's been through.
Shut the fuck up.
Yo, I was right there. I was right there watching. I was like, oh my God. Like, that shit, she really did that, you know?
They went together?
Yeah, but they were fully dressed. They weren't doing anything. It was
no, just but they like, why go together?
Why?
Man, I don't. Honestly,
I judge.
I don't think there's, I judge, like, you know, if you're going in there and it's a support system and you're not fucking each other, you know, like.
Yeah,
like,
no,
I mean, I think it comes down to your perspective and what you're comfortable with. You know what I'm saying?
Now, it's your space. Do you have hard limits for any kinks that cannot happen at your space?
Shit that involves, like, blood, I try not to, unless it's specifically.
I just got lightheaded thinking about fucking Orlando talking about that shit with the butterfly.
He'd be liking some crazy shit.
What's up,
shit.
Orlando?
Orlando, the last party I went to at his spot, Orlando was there in a whole fucking fishnet bodysuit. I said, Orlando, why are you dressed like this? Like.
Big dick,
I'm a
baddie.
He said, I'm a bad bitch or some shit. I said, my God. But outside of blood, you're cool with any other kink happening?
Shit?
I mean, stuff like that.
Okay,
like,
I didn't know.
Dirty. Yeah, dirty.
Like, no, I don't want to yuck anyone's yums. If someone likes that, then cool. Not here.
You know what I'm saying? This is a black owned.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Can I ask you, what has been the craziest thing you found in cleaning your spot?
Oh, that's fucking...
AirPods.
Tampons.
For sure tampons.
No, no.
That's not the
really?
Worst.
Look,
I mean, I grew up in a household full of women.
Like, so he's tampons, like, tampons are shit.
That wasn't crazy.
My mom sent me to the store to get tampons. Like, that shit fucked with me for so long. Went in the store, I'm 13 years old, getting like... the fucking assorted tampons.
You remember the little boy that said, but you do use them, don't you? That one clip? The big ones?
The Sunday shit.
That you got them at home?
Boys, they shit. So wait, outside of tampons, then what else did you see?
My hand.
Oh.
I was pulling the sheet back, and there was a used condom.
Okay.
And it was very discolored.
Oh.
So I didn't have no idea where it was at. What? Okay. The shiver, like my skin crawled in a wave up here. I was like, chop my hand off kind of shit. I didn't know whose it was. It was the next day I was cleaning.
And it was some nutty shit in there too?
Yeah, it was, look, I didn't inspect it. I just saw, and I saw quickly.
Truffle butter.
You know, I was.
Yo, Eden, you gotta chill.
How?
You gotta chill.
Why?
Not how and why. What By the way, mean? Have you ever ate pussy so hard that you forgot to breathe?
And then, oh, wow, look, wow.
You hopped in here. Oh, I'm gonna bring it up.
That happens.
With this man right here.
Wolf said, hermano, I don't really prioritize.
Así es, pero somos comiendo. You know what I'm saying? Like, Latinos, you get it.
Y'all not speaking Spanish on here. Apple Podcast said this is an English show.
What?
Latinos, we man, that's like.
That's why we got
son, one of my Mexican homegirls and I, you remember Clueless? You know I don't speak Mexican. She, you know what she does to me when I get real ghetto?
Not real.
She be like, bitch, here you go with your chicken shit.
Wow.
That's she called
chicken shit.
Uh-huh. She says that.
We just go off on each other. She's black skin, bitch. We all the same shit. We just be going on. But I love, because like when I got my grill, she was like, there you go. That's the chicken right there.
Oh my God.
True.
I've gotten short of breath.
All right. Like, all right, y'all.
You see? Oh, see.
All right, niggas really out here about to die eating pussy.
Well, he said he almost died, so there's that. Well, we've got a whole mail. And the reason I wanted you to join in is because, yes, we could give advice, but you may know what that man would want. So, hey, ladies, love the podcast. Got a new partner and we have really great sex. And today he texted me and said, make it exciting for me when I come back. Please don't judge me because I actually started to freak out, got so insecure. I'm like, oh, my God, damn. On the camera, he said, this pussy is so good. So I'm confused. Are there any tips to add excitement? He's long distance. Thanks in advance. Does not mean your pussy isn't good. To me, the nigga's just sexting and flirting and trying to hype it up. I think you probably...
I think she should ask him what excites him.
Mm.
Ooh. Like why guess?
Bars.
Mm. Like, yo, what do you want me to do? Because one thing I have noticed is that, you know, relationships and in conversations with other people is that a lot of times us fellas tend to get, like, repetitive with our shit.
Facts.
So it's like, okay, you want me to excite you. What do you like? And are you willing to do the same for me?
Mm.
It's a negotiation, right? Like this is not just giving and not getting.
Yep.
So like, what do you like?
I think that's a really easy answer. And I think people are so scared to ask that, but it's kind of good to put the ball in their court. I was going to suggest a checklist. If anyone's watched Sex Sells, the first episode is all about sexual healing and shit. Long story short, I go hang out with Freddie Gibbs and him and I talk about sex so much. We be talking about like the different shit we do, the shit we're scared of. So in the episode, we meet with someone who does sex therapy, Jet Setting Jasmine, and we go through this BDSM checklist. Mm-hmm. And it was so fucking funny because we go through this list and everything he said no to. No collar, no this, no that. And literally after the episode, he was like, Nick, I got to tell you about all the shit I just did. And there is a yes, no, maybe on the BDSM checklist. You just got to Google it. It'll pop up. But we kind of don't know until we go there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just like a really basic kind of fun way to figure out what that person's into. Absolutely. And it might seem like you're giving them homework, but it's so exciting to talk about and fun. And like, even me on the list, I said no to something that I did a week ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think we just don't know.
And also a no could be, you may not feel like doing something with a certain individual that you're open to do with someone else.
It's crazy that you say that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know, Peggy.
Well, I would suggest then outside of doing a checklist or like asking, well, what makes you exciting? One of the things that my partner used to do is my ex, when we would be in bed, he would be like, play the porn that you like to watch. And he'd be like, whatever it is that you like to watch, we're going to have our fun, but watch what you like to watch. And I think that that's always something I said, maybe since season one of this show, and not really season, year one of this show, is to see what the person likes to watch in their porns. Like, I think that that's very indicative of what someone's into. To me, that this is why I don't like straight porn. Do I like dick? A whole lot. But is that why I watch gay porn? No. I like men being sensual. I like men moaning. I like men that trim. I don't want a nigga fucking me and Tim.
I don't know if my porn is...
My porn is gay porn because of what I visually like to see and what I would like out of a partner. And I don't think it's very present in a lot of straight porn.
No.
And I like big old black dick. I just do. BBC me all day. And I don't like unattractive women. I'm very visual in that. Gay porn, them niggas look good.
I actually don't mind how the women look more than I mind.
Baby, take care of themselves.
When a wig is bad, that's all
the wig. The wig be throwing me off.
You could be a mid-looking girl, and I'll find attractivity in it because there's something sexy about it.
I like shitty porn.
You like, wait, what's
amateur porn?
Wait,
oh yeah, yeah.
Like amateur shit.
Oh no, I need the lighting to be right.
Nah, because at that point, like, for me, amateur shit is like, okay, I feel like I'm watching.
Valid.
I like the imperfections. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
I've been with plastic women and it's turn off.
Dude, you're making me think of something. So on Sex Cells, I do an episode about porn. Mm-hmm. And we basically highlight a top earner on OnlyFans, Lena the Plug, and then Evil Angel, the studio. And it was so insane because they both make crazy amounts of money. Lena specifically talks about how, like, she only uses an iPhone because people like amateur shit, right? She'll do her makeup, but not crazy. And, like, maybe the camera will fuck up, whatever. People are into that. And then with Evil Angel, the guy was saying to me, I was like, do you feel competition from OnlyFans? And he's like, no. Like, people are watching this porn for this reason, right? That's like, the girl that was in there, it was this, like, beautiful house, all white. You see the pool in the back.
I need you to be fucking in a mansion.
That shit is way too
but
much.
Like, I don't want to see I don't want to see floral sheets and pillowcases that don't match.
See, I like that sometimes.
I don't like that shit. Give me the fancy shit.
Even Lena, her house is lit, but like, I see her house is lit.
I'll take a mattress.
Look, no on the floor. Look, yo,
I like
not a mattress on the floor.
I'll take a staircase.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying?
Cool. I do like a parking lot. But clearly, because I had a TGI Friday experience, that's probably a thing now.
The only thing I don't need is narrative in porn. I don't care how you
get. Oh, I do.
Watch porn with the volume on.
Nah, fuck that. I told y'all.
You don't watch porn with the volume on.
No, I mean, I gotta hear it. Like, it's trained in me. Like, I had to jerk off in the bathroom.
And I live by myself now. Ooh, y'all was playing video games and made a bet.
What?
Oh, yeah, they be playing on the basketball court. Loser got to suck dick. Like, that's the type of shit that I watch. I like the narrative.
Like,
I love when I'm on Twitter scrolling.
No,
I love when I'm on
lost.
They'll be fucking in the car, and it's like, this is what I did to my Uber driver. And I love it.
I hate that.
I love it.
Then I start obsessing it. Is it real? Like, be nasty. I love be nasty. But I'd be like, oh, every time like she squirts and makes a mistake, is it really a mistake? Like, I know I'm thinking too much. But actually, I got some really basic advice. You want to spice it up, but you don't want to do too much? All you got to do is go to the sex store. You buy the fishnet bodysuit. It's like $18. And then they just rip it when they're fucking you. And it's fun.
Oh, that's real vanilla of you.
That's just like, but it's basic, but it's still fun because you're ripping, you're fucking, they're tearing it up. And there's a hole right for the pussy. How can people support you? More than like even following you, like what can they do to support your brand and your movement?
And show up to your party on Sundays. Just check Sundays.
Check us out. So it's Sucia NYC. info@SuciaNYC, SuciaNYC. If you're interested in our dance party, email us via that and put Sucia Dance in the subject. Let us know who you are. Same thing for play. Put Sucia Play in the subject. It doesn't mean you're going to get in. And I don't want anyone to feel upset that they didn't get in. It's usually because we cap at a certain number for both our parties. We offer a premium experience.
I just want to say this is going to come out super after. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited because I'm going to experience my first all-femme party this weekend.
Ooh, yes. Maj was in my IG live talking about, come on Saturday.
I am going. I'm excited because Yeah, I like women. I know a lot of the women that are going to come, a lot of the girls that I have brought are interested in coming. And I've never been to an all femme play party.
Yeah, I got to find somewhere to go, basically.
Yeah, you ain't going to be there.
Get your ass out.
Like, it's a 4
p.m. They're going to be like, this is the speech. What'd he say?
We're going to play your speech via FaceTime. You cannot be in the room.
You know what's so funny?
I'm excited.
No, I mean, obviously, you still need a speech. I'm not saying it's... But generally, women are not always the craziest aggressor. And
I'm
saying,
bugging.
I'm saying with each other.
No.
I've found that women treat me a lot more kindly in my lifetime and are a lot more cautious of making me feel safe than men.
In a house and a bar.
Anywhere. Sex clubs included. Women have definitely paid more attention to being consensual with me than dudes.
It's weird because we also talked about, to me, especially having the podcast, the meet and greet. It's been, and I'll be honest with y'all right here. The meet and greet for this podcast specifically, they grab our ass, our breasts. Like, we've had, and to me, women, understandably so, cool. We all love each other as our bodies are what are. We've had very aggressive.
Our bodies are what are.
We I want to say we respect each other's body, but in the way we put ourselves out there, I would say we've been violated in our. In our meet and greets and in public, to me, way more than met.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm
the most violating thing that's ever happened to me is someone not leaving when asked to leave, actually. In the hall.
Oh, that was here.
I think also context is important.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in a situation where there is a certain level of vulnerability and people want to come and explore something new, it's important to really, if you are able to define your boundaries and what enthusiastic consent is, before they even get to the space to take their clothes off or meet and greet or whatever, you're setting the tone. It's the onus, I feel, is always on the people doing the events to make sure that they have, I call it the bouillon. Have your crew of people that you've been nurturing and you've been rocking with, have them be there. So that
it's a hoship.
Yeah, it's a
hoship.
Fellowship.
Love that. Ooh, fellowship.
All right. And the Instagram is what?
Susia NYC. And one last thing, I just want to say, when you reach out to us,
put your picture in there.
No, we don't need a picture.
You don't?
We don't need a picture. No,
I need a picture.
No, because
letting everybody opinion.
Yeah, it's not really.
It's a nice space you've curated. Exactly. Don't just be allowed anybody.
Mandy done fucked up now.
When people when people are in their highest, truest form and they're naked and they're feeling good, they're beautiful.
Are they?
You know what I'm saying?
No.
They're beautiful. You've seen the crowd.
I haven't really seen an ugly pussy, but I will say this. I've seen an ugly face.
Yeah.
It's different when you get a chance to talk to the person and you're like, yo, you know what?
Oh, no. I've fucked ugly niggas before.
I want to fuck you.
But see, because you like talking to people. I told you when I go into these spaces, I don't want to talk.
But we have that.
Yeah, that's, I know. I just want you to look good, give me a little eye fuck, and we fuck. I don't want to talk. So I don't want you to become attractive to me. I want to look at you and be like, I eat that pussy.
I just want to say something real quick to the fellas. For any, if you're coming in, and ladies too, if you're coming in as a couple, it's important for the fellas to understand that your girl isn't there just for you.
Boom. Thank you.
If she's lying and tells you that she just wants to fuck other women and watch you be pleased,
I believe
you're playing yourself.
Mandy says that every fucking podcast.
I do. That's the first couple of times.
Here's the problem.
Hold on.
If a nigga came in and looked better than my nigga, cool. I had an ex that just everybody wanted to climb. So I'm like, why am I going to step down when this is the prize in the building?
I don't think it's that, though. I think
I'm shallow.
I think sometimes when you're just into someone, your brain is there. And I think women just go there. But so I agree with you.
After having mad women come up to me and be like, yo, can you talk to my man?
Oh.
And let him know that I would like to engage.
Fuck, bro.
It's been like a couple of months of me coming to this party and all I've done was eat pussy and suck his dick with like other girls and they want to be involved. So understand that don't be selfish, niggas.
Ooh.
Don't be selfish.
Talk to them.
And also, especially for men, besides hard dick and a smile, what are you bringing to our community? What makes you so dope that we should embrace you and bring you in? It could be anything. It doesn't have to be like, yo, you know, I'm a scholar. Nah, I'm just a cool motherfucker. That's it. Thank
you. I love that.
Well, if you guys want to check out those links and you didn't maybe get them, we're going to put it in the description. And also, if you want some more horrible decisions, check us out on patreon.com/horrible decisions, where
We do a lot of solo episodes, mostly solo, so you can get some updated tea. And look out for us at the Black Effect Podcast Festival on August 28th in Berkman. And not only that, this weekend, that's right, this weekend, if you are in town, the 13th and 14th is Envision Festival. That's E-N-V-S-N Festival. Go ahead and check out their website. That's envsnfestival.com.
It'll be totally different from our live show.
Yeah.
This is a panel.
It's more of a panel. Yep. So check us out there. Again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll leave you all with a 5-minute bonus clip from my Patreon. Luis, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Again, check out Susia NYC. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye, bye guys.
Yeah, ho, ho, hi, sluts.
It's bonus, bitch.
Welcome back to another episode of Our Cinema. We have been talking about Jocelyn's Cabaret so much, Chad. We weren't able to do it on nothing else. I will tell you guys this. Even if you don't watch the show, we promise we will make it relative, make yes. it fun. It's also such a hot mess that you've probably seen the show. This is just every ratchet show reincarnated that you've ever watched on TV.
I really like it. I really think that what Zeus is doing with their content is really, really good. I'm watching.
How much do you think they pay her per episode? Let me give you a gauge from what I know from other people so we could take maybe a guess at what we think. Bad Girls Club girls get anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000 an episode. Love and Hip Hop guests, $3,000 an episode for first timers, $10,000 for like.
Well, see, no, that's off because I know people on Love and Hip Hop who have gotten $100 or $1,500.
I'm talking about like for a first show, $3,000 for like a no name or first timers to $10,000. So you could try to get like anywhere from $1 to $150. And the other thing with Love and Hip Hop though, it's based on appearance. So, sorry, I had an alarm, but. I do know that Quibi was paying about $5,000 an episode for new shows, and Quibi had a larger budget than Zeus, but they didn't have anyone as big as Jocelyn. Jocelyn's putting in so much work that I'm shocked.
I mean, Quibi also went out in 6 months. So.
They did, but they had mad bread, though. They were giving it all out. That's why I'm like, they were spending it on production, building studios, so they just used their money wrong. But if these shows give about that much... What do you think Jocelyn's getting on a streaming platform, not TV or cable?
I'm not going to hold you. It depends how good her attorney is. I know too many people that have done TV who have been like, it's worth it. And I've seen a lot of people who've done TV and said, eh, it ain't worth it because it's really, they can guarantee exposure. So that's where they're like, you can go and get hostings and bookings. So I don't know. I don't be pocket watching these people. I think that she definitely is a millionaire out of all of the ventures she has, but I don't.
Girl, I don't know. You better pocket watch the jobs you about to do. We pocket watch the call her daddy shit whenever something is going on, or if anything, I always want to know what people in my lane are getting paid. That's important, bro. For the job that I have now, I called 3 people that worked at Audible. I called Charlamagne. I mean, I said, I know y'all don't get along. Now they friends. But I said, I know y'all don't get along, but I need to talk to the people that do my job on your side. Like I think getting undervalued and undersold is like something that is super important. And we've definitely been conscientious of that too. Like, I'm really happy with what we got, you know, for our Black Effect contract. But even now, it's like, what if we grow crazy? Then what? Like, it's good to know your competition. And not that I will start a stripper show, but she's just so phenomenal that I am curious. Because even when I watched season 1, it wasn't given what season 2 gave. It wasn't given what it's supposed to give, nigga. Season 2 was gorgeous. She was finer. The bitches was badder. Like, that show is really impressive to the point where, like, now that I'm done and waiting for that next episode, now Zeus got me clicking on other shit. Them niggas smart, bro.
Zeus is really good.
Didn't B. Simone have one on there too?
Yes.
Did you watch it?
For like the love of B. Simone or something. I just got Zeus. No, I didn't watch your show.
Okay. TT got one too. The dude from with the blue hair. Ah, I wish I could. He's not trans. He'd just be putting a wig on, I think.
I don't
Girl, they got everybody got a show on that motherfucker anyway. Out of all the women or men that have featured, you've got her husband and a therapist. Who would you want to fuck from Jocelyn's Cabaret?
It's damn. What's her name? Hold on. I got the one. She has the short hair, like short red hair.
Lexi Bloh.
Yes. So
the Lexi, one that Jocelyn was like.
So Lexi and Miss Natural. Those are my two favorites.
Miss Natural? Maybe she's just turned me off so much because she'd be going nuts.
I like her. So I like Miss Natural and I like Lexi.
Those are Miss Lexi Bloh. Lexi Bloh is hot, but that's the lightest I've ever seen you find somebody attractive.
You know what's crazy about you saying that?
I'm sure.
My ex is the same way now. Like, we'll go to a club and he'll like already know. And he says that. He's like, you don't like light skinned girls. You don't like.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.